Oh well. It's now 12 o'clock, 12 noon, on Wednesday, 27th of August. At the car boot. It's actually been a beautiful day. With gorgeous, gorgeous sunshine up till about 11 o'clock. We've still got the sunshine, but now it's a little bit more patchy. And there's a good strong breeze got up. So, but it's still beautiful for the day that it is, and compared to this morning, that terribly cold morning, at least it was for us here at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, basically just, I think we'll spend maybe another hour, maybe to 2 o'clock, depending how things go. Wednesday's not a particularly busy day with shoppers, if you like. Friday is far better, and Saturday's even better again, but well, Mary wanted to do. So, well, I think she's doing okay, but not as well as she would normally do. But I think she's happy. She seems happy anyway. I know when she's not happy. So I have just come away across to the other side to my favourite wee wall. Looking back onto the goings on in the car boot. I know that it's been quiet for a lot of guys. One guy, John, who I've gotten to know quite well this year actually, a guy that I kind of, I don't know, I remain distant from him. He's more of a dealer trader than a car booter. It's quite something because he comes with a big van and puts out half an acre of stuff. Well, but he's not unique, there's quite a few do that. But I didn't. It was one of those guys that, you know how you get people wrong, you misread them sometimes. And I always kind of, I think we both kept our distance, to be honest with you. And then it was the beginning of this year, I remember, that I happened to be wandering up his stall looking at stuff in his stables, and he just spoke to me, and then we found out we had quite a few things in common. We both had the same attitude to UK British news, the media, politics. You know that I'm really a political person. In fact, I'm not a political person. But he shared very, very similar views to me on that. So we ended up, now that we kind of end up chatting for a wee bit here and there during the day. So, you know, it just shows you how you can misread people. He's actually, this might sound a bit condescending, but I actually thought he was a bit of just he's one of these rough and readies, and he's actually not. He's the exact opposite. He's actually a very nice guy. So it just shows you, you can get things wrong. I know people say first impressions are, what is it? There's a song about that, first impressions are lasting impressions. But in this case it wasn't true. Yeah, so maybe he thought I was a bit weird. And anyhow, we've got to know each other a lot better nowadays. But that was a long way around to tell you that John's been bemoaning the day that it's been very quiet, he's hardly sold anything. And he's not unique. I've heard various voices as I've wandered around, and I'm all kind of saying the same thing, that it's a beautiful day, but nobody's buying anything. So I think Mary's probably quite happy, since she has made a decent amount of money. And that's a lot better than going home with a gripe in your voice, you know. So, I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pop over to McDonald's and get a couple of McFlurries. That seems to be the going treat. It's always on me. I always buy me that. But it's a going treat in the car boots if the weather's suitable. I mean, there'll be some days when we're here and the cold ice cream will not be on the menu. Hot tea, Bovril, Oxo cubes. Does anybody remember, or did anybody ever drink Oxo cubes? You know, the beef stock Oxo cubes. Remember, we used to crumble them into a cup of boiling water, stir them up, and that would be drop pepper, and it was an excellent. It was a kind of Bovril-like drink. Did anybody out there ever do that or ever hear of it? It was the cheap way of doing a hot Bovril-like drink, hot beefstock drink. I loved them actually. In fact, I used to eat Oxo cubes. I did, honestly, I did. Yeah, I know, sad, but I did. My mother should have fed me better. No, actually, my mother fed me very well. I was just one of those boys, lads, and I'm still the same just now. I could just about anything in the world. It doesn't seem to bother. But Oxo cubes as a hot drink, or Oxo cubes eating them. Did you ever eat an Oxo cube? Have you even heard of an Oxo cube? Ah, well. So, just a wee update on how the car boot's going. I'm glad it stayed a lovely day, that's the main thing. It's nice to look back on all the people and the bright colours and the attempted sales patter, failed sales patter, and people buying all kinds of weird things, you know. So that's about it for today, I think. I'll go and check in with the boss, see if she wants her favourite Smarty McFlurry. I've absolutely no doubt she will not say no. Right, time to head back. I'll leave you with a wee bit of car booty ambience, including the breeze if it gets through. Apologies if it does, but I'm using the binaurals. Really must get proper spoffles. I know I've got a wee kind of link from Bernie Goldback at Top Gold. Not specifically for my binaurals, but I think they may actually be adapted to fit the binaurals. I have to do something. Oh dear, that didn't sound like good news, did it? Cheery by the new.